from San Francisco, California, with your host, Ben Kaspik. This is Locked On Giants Baseball.
Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Today's episode is brought to you by RockAuto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit RockAuto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. My name is Ben Kaspik, and I'm thrilled to be with you again today. On this show, we provide episodes 3 days a week, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also simple and accessible to all. Under normal circumstances, when we're not in a pandemic, this was a daily show Monday through Friday, and I do anticipate us going back to that format at some point in the near future. And that is because the baseball season is allegedly just a couple of weeks away. So over the weekend, happy holiday weekend to everyone out there. We had a lot of news. There's a lot to catch up on since the last time we had a show. So we're going to talk about the latest with the Giants, Buster Posey talking about the fact that he might possibly opt out of the season, as several other high-profile players have. We had the Major League Baseball schedule being released, the Giants schedule being released yesterday, so we'll talk all about that. But I think the first thing is to check in on the Giants and their summer camp, as it's being called. Over the weekend, we heard from Buster Posey talking about just being in this strange environment and being a baseball player during a pandemic, one that is kind of out of control in the United States. He said to reporters, quote, "I think there's still some reservation on my end as well. I want to see how things progress here over the next couple of weeks. It would be a little bit naive or silly not to gauge what's going on around you. Not only around you here, but paying attention to what's happening in the country and different parts of the country. Obviously, it's unprecedented times right now, but most definitely I've thought about it and talked about it with my wife quite a bit. I'm going to watch what's going on and keep communicating with my wife and pay attention to what's going on around me here at the ballpark and what's going on in the country. I mean, I'd be surprised if you asked any player if they gave you a hard line, no way, I'm not going to opt out ever, answer." So he basically is just saying he's leaving it on the table that he could opt out. And several other notable players have opted out, including the Braves' Nick Markakis, Felix Hernandez as well on the Braves, David Price, pitcher the Dodgers just acquired in the Mookie Betts trade. That's kind of a big deal for the Dodgers, but they're so good and deep, it doesn't really matter. And then there were several other players early on who opted out. Mike Trout is kind of with Posey in expressing some caution and doubt about whether they're going to play this season. We've also heard a quote from a player saying he thinks that every player deep down feels like this whole thing might fall apart. So, that's the backdrop that we're kind of reporting against and talking about the upcoming season and talking about the schedule. Giants are set to open the season in just over 2 weeks in Los Angeles. So a lot can change between now and then. And it very much remains to be seen if that first pitch is going to be thrown by Clayton Kershaw or Walker Buehler or whoever it is for the Dodgers against the Giants on July 23rd. Also just want to tie up some loose ends and point out that the Giants added four more players to their 60-man player pool on Saturday. Third baseman Luis Toribio, shortstop Will Wilson, and right-hander Camilo Duvall, and catcher Chad Tromp. So the Giants now have 56 players in their 60-man pool. So I think the big story coming out here is the schedule. And so we're going to devote a lot of time to that in the second half of the show. Worth noting, just kind of to tease it, is that the Giants are one of just four teams, two games, playing on opening day, the first day of the season, July 23rd. The Yankees and the Nationals will play that first game at 4:08 Pacific time, and then the Giants and Dodgers scheduled to play the second game of the Major League season on July 23rd at 7:08 Pacific time. So it looks to be a really challenging schedule for the Giants. We're going to look at strength of schedule for them as it was before the pandemic and as it is now, what that difference is, what is their strength of schedule, how do we evaluate that, and what does that mean for them trying to contend in this short sprint 60-game season. But first, I want to talk about rockauto.com. One reason to repair and maintain your cars is to save money that you can then use for other important things like the mortgage or food. Why would you choose to spend 30%, 50%, 100% more for the exact same auto parts at a chain store or new car dealership? Random example, a fuel pump assembly for a 2005 to 2010 Honda Odyssey costs $353.99 at Advance, which is a big chain store, and $216.79 at rockauto.com. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same auto parts? Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us?" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. All the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Okay, as promised here in the second half of the show, I want to talk about the Giants' schedule, which was released yesterday. And on first glance, it's not good. It's not good for the Giants at all. It's a very challenging schedule, one of the most challenging in all of baseball. Tim Britton of The Athletic used a methodology to evaluate strength of schedule based on last year's record, Pecota projected win totals, and the current over-under win projection in Las Vegas. So I think that's a pretty good methodology. I'm sure that, you know, I like using three different sources to find an average and a consensus. And so just based on that, he's projected everybody's 162-game win total and 60-game projection. So the Giants there project in a 60-game season at 26-34. I think that's fair for a projection system. I would, as I've said multiple times, I think they can overperform that. But I've never said they're like one of the best teams in the National League. I think that they're going to need to overperform just to even get to 500 and maybe a couple games above it. I think that would be like a best case scenario. Realistically, I mean, of course, any team could catch fire and just totally surprise, especially in a small sample. But anyway, based on that and based on those projections for every team, we can look at what is the Giants' strength of schedule. And it's not good. The teams they play projected overall win percentage is 521, which is the fourth most difficult in all of baseball. So part of why the Giants have a difficult schedule is they have to play the Dodgers 10 times. And part of why the Dodgers have an easier schedule is they get to play the Giants 10 times. But still, it's unbalanced and is more difficult for the Giants than it is for most other teams. And their schedule was going to be difficult anyway. This is something we never really talked about prior to the start of the 2020 season under normal circumstances. I thought the schedule looked pretty brutal, and sure enough, according to this methodology, they had, again, the fourth most difficult schedule in baseball, second most difficult in the National League behind only the Marlins. So just any way you slice it, the Giants' schedule is rough. And so, I mean, not to bury the lead here, we should talk about what that schedule looks like exactly. Part of what's so unfair is that they play each division opponent 10 times. And I had been advocating for years that we should have 5-game series. It leads to less travel, and it's way more fair. But instead, the league has chosen to totally unbalance the schedule. So a quirk of that schedule is that the Giants play 7 road games against the Dodgers and only 3 home games. And so the season starts in LA, and it's a 4-game series on the road. They then have an off day, followed by two home series, one against the Padres and one against the Texas Rangers. And this is where it gets brutal. They don't have an off day after that home series. They fly to Colorado. They start a road trip with a four-game series in Denver, which is always a tough place to play. Then they come back west and play the Dodgers again on the road for three. And then they fly back out to Houston and play the Astros for three on the road. So a really tough 10-game road trip there, and ultimately a really tough start to the year. I mean, four in LA, they get six home games and 14 road games to start the season, including 10 in LA and Houston. That's just brutal. And if you're trying to start the year, like I think the Giants had, the goal was to start fast and kind of put yourself in that playoff position and then don't look back. But this has the potential to bury them in the first couple of weeks of the year. So not it's still rough after that. So then they have an off day, and then they come home, and they have to play the Oakland A's, who are a really good team. They've won 97 games 2 years in a row. Then they fly to Los Angeles to play the Angels without an off day, two in LA, and then they fly back home without an off day and play two more against the Angels. Then they play the Diamondbacks for three at home, followed by an off day, and then three more games against the Dodgers, this time at home. So it's going to be a difficult month to survive there. They then go out to Arizona for three and Colorado for two. And then the schedule softens a little bit. They've got a six-game homestand against the Diamondbacks and the Mariners. Actually, four against the Diamondbacks and then two against the Mariners. A four-game road series at San Diego, two-game road series at Seattle, three-game road series at Oakland. Of course, that kind of qualifies as home games in terms of being home. And then a nice seven-game homestand to end the season, four against the Rockies and three against the Padres. So it does soften there a little bit in September, but July and August figure to be really challenging. I mean, if they can come out of that doing well, then they're in a really good position with a softer second half of the season. But man, I mean, it's going to be tough to survive the first 2 weeks, let alone the first month. So this could play a significant role in how the 2020 season goes. I mean, the schedule, some teams have it way easier and have just really fortunate matchups and just a much softer schedule, but the Giants do not. But it'll force them to really be competitive and really try to put their best foot forward. They're going to have to earn it. And so if they do, I mean, it'll be even more noteworthy. I don't want to sound too daunting. I mean, you've got to go out and earn it. These are all major leaguers. Every team can be tough in a series. And I'm sure the Giants won't make any excuses. But that being said, they're going to need to be ready right out of the gate because things get challenging right away. So also of note, just to wrap up here, Giants announced on Monday that they had two more members of their organization test positive for COVID-19. They did not release the names of the individuals. In their intake, the Giants did have one positive test, Luis Madero, picked up from the Angels in the offseason in kind of a minor move. So he consented to have his name released, but these two individuals who have tested positive, we don't know who they are. Also of note, MLB is having a hard time getting their testing done in an appropriate time frame. So several teams have had to cancel their workouts because they're still awaiting test results from their intakes. The Giants have not had those issues, fortunately, but that's going on around the league. So anyway, that is all the time we have for today. There's a lot more I could have got into today, so a lot of content coming on Thursday. So to get this show 3 days a week, please hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. Once again, my name is Ben Kaspic. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Kaspic. That's K-A-S-P-I-C-K. That wraps up this edition of Locked On Giants. Now tell your smart device to play the most recent episode of Locked On MLB. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.